Ah, the weekend is close. You can smell it. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Rush Hour family. Great to have your company and always great to be in the company of this man, Andrew Juice Newton Jarman. G'day, Juicy. Welcome to Friday.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here on a Friday. Looking forward to some weekend sport, Lou.
Certainly is. Tell you what, right now, get your hats off and get upstanding Redbacks. Outstanding performance through to the final of the JLT Cup.
Gave Victoria a bath.
Weatherald. Your boy, Alex Carey.
Yeah, my boy should be keeping for the Australian.
Get him a cap.
Can we also just put our hands above our heads to pay tribute to the wonderful people at Holden's who finish up today?
Final day.
You've done our bloody state proud, and we wish you all the best going forward.
Well done and good luck. Absolutely.
Well love said, you guys.
Beautifully said, mate. And go and have a couple of cold ones on us.
Absolutely.
Well deserved. Treads is going to join us very, very shortly. Yep. Actually, we caught up with him early because he's such a busy man these days, the tool, that we had to do him early on. Yep. This is exciting.
What's happened?
It's got a bloke on that won Bathurst the other week. Now, I know it's been a week or two since, but we haven't been on. Yeah. And we spoke to him in the lead up to it. Of course, everybody knows on the inside it's Ricky Bobby. And if you're not first, you're last. All right. Davey Reynolds is going to join us out at 5 o'clock. Of course, the Gold Coast 600 is happening. Practice today, qualifying tomorrow. The big race on Saturday and Sunday. Going to talk to Davey Boy about what it is like being a Bathurst champion. Yeah. All right, if you missed our chat yesterday with Alice Cooper, rock royalty, we're going to replay that before the end of the show.
And tore shreds off the Town Hall last night. They reckon he was brilliant.
Still smoking, I can see from here.
69-year-old.
On fire.
Ripped it apart,
fire. So just a bumper,
good
massive
stuff,
show.
Lou.
Gene Simmons has done something I think we've all wanted to do at some stage.
Has he?
And that is A, avoid tax, and B, buy a sporting comp. Unbelievable. Wait till I tell you this story. I'll tell you what, all I'll say is, Triggy, you did it again. All right, I'm going to tell you a great story about my young son who set the bar very high, just so high, in fact, that he won't sit in any seats at any sporting venue anymore.
Oh, no.
It has to be in one spot one spot only. He's six. All right, you ready? Are we all ready, Murph?
I'm ready to go.
It's kickstart Friday. On, crank it up V8 style. Davey Boy, Erebus Sport.
Get those fat fingers
working. The number nine.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren! Gary Treadray.
Good stuff.
Treads joins us. Welcome, big man.
G'day, boys. How are we?
All right. It is done and dusted. The dust has settled. Obviously, Adelaide finally got their man in Bryce Gibbs. Can I just play you something before you start off? Just a little throwback on a Friday as opposed to a Thursday.
Bryce Gibbs at the moment battling with Treadway and Collider.
Oh, he'd enjoy that, wouldn't he?
Gibbsy wrapping you up,
holding
the ball.
Was it?
Was
I trying to run away?
Nah, you were lair rising. Didn't want to give off.
Was I quicker?
You had three teammates around you. You just thought you'd take Gibbsy on.
I argued a lot, but I got caught a few times.
You did.
I got done by Lindsay Gilbey one night.
I was insulted. Trying to do a dusty.
Oi.
Yeah.
I created the dusty.
Anyway.
I took on Lindsay Gilbey one night in the top end.
What happened? Lindsay Gilbey, wow, what a big body.
Jesus.
He pinned me and I look stupid.
You idiot.
Very funny.
Right.
Let's talk about the Bryce Gibbs deal. A lot of speculation that they got desperate and paid overs.
Well, they did. I think Adelaide did get desperate because they knew Lever was out the door. Also, too, Cameron was always going out the door. I don't care some of the jargon that was going around. Realistically, he wanted to go. We told him five times he was going to go, and Adelaide tried to convince him to turn his head and to change his mind because they don't want to. He's one of the ones with genuine leg speed, or used to be in Adelaide's team. So They always, I thought, Jars, a midfielder short the last couple of years. I've been shown up every time apart from some big games in Sydney and a grand final. I thought they've been. But other than that, Adelaide's been brilliant the last few years. But Gibbs can give him class. He could be the difference in winning a flag. But I still think Adelaide's net position, and Justin Reid bangs on about it, is negative to what it was this time last year. There's no intercept player lever. So they're going to have to find that bloke, and I'm not sure the guys they've got waiting, Keith and that, are that player.
No.
They've got no leg speed in terms of there's no Cameron, because that's a bloke who kicks five goals in a prelim and, yeah, got off to a great start. Inconsistent, I get that.
And the implied pressure he brings
to. Yeah, and, and he and Eddie, it's hard enough to worry about one, let alone two. But then you bring in Gibbs, who's got a beautiful ball movement, not super quick, but he's going to help him.
The other one you've missed out there is Brody Smith's gone for 12 months.
Yeah, and that's where the Gibson one I don't mind. Because I think he
Sam
can
Gibson
come in
half back.
Yeah, I think he can.
He can't kick. He's not an efficient leg.
Yeah, but he's coming in for 12 months, mate. You're not going to get many blokes who are going to kick like, you know, Gibbs is an elite kick, but he doesn't kick around corners under like pressure Smitty. Like Smitty does. No one does. The bit for me is I like the Gibson pick. I think Adelaide, they've got overs. I think they got overs for Cameron. Not sure he's worth pick 12.
Yeah, that was a win.
But I think the challenge is, I keep hearing from their footy club that they need a next step. They need players in to give them that one step to win a premiership. I think their list has taken a step back right now.
Has there been a lot of mixed messages coming out of the Adelaide Crows headquarters regarding their picks? And 12 months ago, Justin Reid said, nah, well, look. Well,
according to Kane Corns, who whacked the football club, both Reedy and Fags, went hard for the so-called.
2 weeks ago, Reedy's gone, nah, we're not touching Bryce Gibbs.
I know it all changes every hour. No, it does. But then he admits yesterday that they met on the first day of trade. And I understand they're not going to give us a running commentary because they're trying to get deals done.
I understand that.
But you can't say 12 months out when the bloke's 27 turning 28, that it's an unrealistic expectation. I think some of those words, it was irresponsible list management was the word. Yet 12 months on, he's turning 29, and the bit I don't like about
it. They paid overs for it.
They're paying him big money. I get that because he's a bloody good player.
I don't care about his contract.
I care about his contract. 4 years. He only had two to go. I would have thought three would have been enough. Four. It's going to take him to 33.
So you think Kane's...
That's a long deal.
The underlying message out of Kane's bait was get on the same page, because Fags, after what was a real ordinary week after the grand final with the lever incidents, and whether all of that happened, they came off tarnished, the club's reputation. Fags sent out that big email.
But that was mush, that email.
Yeah,
that
again,
said, we don't want to publicly comment, but we're going to publicly comment.
But then what you get then is you set yourself up beautifully for someone like Kane to come along once this deal took place and go, well, hang on a minute, you've said this here. You've not done this here. And the evidence is everywhere in the trail from Reedy in the media.
Yeah, and I think and Kane, everyone whacks him because he's Port. Yeah, he loves his old club. But what he does do is hold everyone accountable. He whacks Port as hard as he whacks Crows.
Yeah.
And the one thing is, it's consistency here. And what Adelaide doesn't like is people holding him to accountability in their public messages. They say to your face, oh, yeah, fine, no problem. And then they get all their feelers out and try and undermine what you're doing. But realistically, their messaging needs to be better. The last 2 weeks, their media messaging hasn't been good enough.
I've been a bit confused as a football punter.
Which your footy club.
Yeah, I know. And I'm thinking, well, hang on, 1 minute we're going to do this, 1 minute. It'd be good to get some clarity. Like your football club was very clear and cut.
Well,
Essendon, very clear and cut.
But Port 4 or 5 years ago wasn't clear and cut.
No.
They've got their house in order.
Your club does it as good as anyone.
Yeah, they jump on the front foot. The Jarman Impey ones they handled well, even though it was a terrible situation
What did Matt Rendell rate the Adelaide Football Club in terms of their work through the period?
Matty Rendell did some sort of stat comparing the list manager and the football manager or the operations manager. So the two of them in a dual role, and he marked them.
When? Recently,
while ago, I think not long ago. Now Matt Rendell's highly respected in the industry.
Yep.
The Adelaide Crows were ranked 18th, and I think your football club was about 5th.
Yeah,
which is and that's the two roles combined: the list manager and the football operations manager. So he's done some sort of survey on what clubs are flying and what clubs are struggling.
Well, I think at the end of the day,
that's a damning stat.
What we do now is because obviously there's future picks have been involved.
I get all that, but still two rounds, two firsties.
I know, but what you got to do now is we all got to sit tight and go, right, because there was one school of thought is the perspective has to come in with Port Adelaide Evans going, wow, you picked up these three blokes, but you don't get marched out of a footy club for no reason.
Yeah.
So put a bit of perspective on that. They've got to play to their top end. And the same with the Crows. You go, right, all right, if we sit here this time next year and they win a flag, Everyone goes, that's okay. So we've almost got to wait.
Yeah, well, I think there's two ways you do it, Louis. I think you judge it now for what it looks like, because that's all you can judge it on. Absolutely. What you're seeing in front of you.
Absolutely.
Right? And then you judge it in the Chris Judd mould. Hang on, West Coast won that one when we all thought.
Yep.
That, so I think that's a good thing. I understand Adelaide kept their picks for next year. That's all good. Yeah. But the message I keep getting in the back of my head, we need to win a premiership. Mm. We're here to top up. We need to bring players in. They haven't quite done that
Okay, well.
Turn to Port Adelaide.
Time will tell.
I think Port Adelaide ticked the three boxes they wanted to get in. Mm. And everyone who's on social media, just because I might write something that goes, not sure, I think Gibbs is a bit expensive, and they want to fight. The blokes they lost, they were happy to lose. Trengovic offered a 3-year deal. He got dropped. He went and took exercise his option. Jarman Impey's on 1.4 million Youngie. Over 3 years at Hawthorn. Youngie goes cheap.
None of them were consistent senior players.
Why did Youngie go cheap? Here you go, boys. Because he's managed by Paul Connors.
Yep.
And the Port got him what's quite cheap.
Yeah.
So you know what? There is a bit of relationship type of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Right, Matty Lobe's off their list.
Yep.
And Port is paying a little bit of it. Yep. No doubt about it.
Nothing
but
wrong
I think
that.
One thing is going to happen. Everyone worries about Port Adelaide's dominance in the SANFL. Wipe that out right now. Half their team's gone.
Is it fair to say that the most confusing or most blindly obvious, God, well, how the hell did that happen, trade was the Lockie Weller for pick two? $4 million for 5 years to the Gold Coast.
I think rabbits under headlights with racing cars coming at them have reacted better.
Performed better.
Than the Gold Coast
Deers,
Suns.
Rabbits,
they
whatever, will, foxes.
They will finish bottom.
Gold
They've
Coast.
Lost Gaz. They've brought in
that's
Weller.
That's a massive
They're
statement.
Paying him $4 million over 5 years for a kid that's played two seasons of footy.
So right now you can sign
and
off
they're
on
giving
Tom
up
Lynch.
Pick two.
You can sign off on Tom Lynch.
He's off.
Because if they're going, no, Stewie Juice rocked up there. He's in his first 3 days.
and he
loses pick two and he gets Lockie Weller. He goes,
and
wow.
Gaz is gone.
He goes, I'm just going over the casino for a while at Jupiter's. I'll see you boys later. I'm going to have more luck there.
How do you think he's looking at his contract? He's just signed a week ago going, how's my finals clause going?
What about that one where you can back out after 7 days? Can you do that?
Oh, mate.
That'd be good doing contracts like that.
Geez.
Well done.
Right, it's over and done with, mate.
Right.
Take it easy from the footy front. We'll all relax on down. Jars, you find out who
down
played
tools.
Golf with who.
Yeah, okay.
Or who just rocked up.
I think I've been trying to
who
on the bus, Lou.
Who rocked up
was
for up, golf?
Was he in there raking a bunker when they came down the third? Is that what happened?
Is this your ball? It's got a tee. Yeah. It on a tee.
Honestly.
Stay.
Apparently it was this, Jars. It was, Charlie. Bucky, what are you doing in the bush?
I'm not out of here. Are you going? You want to stay? Do you want to stay?
Please stay. And someone yells out from the foursome.
Quiet, please.
We shouldn't.
Quiet,
anyway. Good on you, mate. Catch you next week.
See you, boys. There he is, Warren Treadray on the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Ruin Dit's massive package is so big this year, you can see it from space.
That's one small step for man and one massive package for Ruin Dit.
A trip to Melbourne to see Paul McCartney.
1, 2, 3, 4! Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Foo Fighters at Cooper's Stadium.
Hi, everybody.
Living End and Spiderbait at A Day on the Green.
The Living End.
Adelaide Oval for the cricket.
Check 1, 2.
Triple M rocks test cricket.
The footy in the Triple M bunker.
Wow-wee!
At a comedy gig so exclusive, we're not allowed to mention it yet. You and a mate at all of them.
How good's that?
Triple M's massive package.
We will have so much winning.
Hope you've got a few leave passes up your sleeve.
That you may get bored with winning.
Thanks to Tradies Workwear, the massive workwear and safety shop. 910 South Road, Edwardstown. Win Monday from 9, 104.7.
That's massive.
Triple M.
The number 9 Bathurst champ, Dave Reynolds, is going to join us just out of 5 o'clock. I know he's been in one and run Bathurst, but the Gold Coast 600 is on this weekend, and we need to check in with our boy because we've not spoken since he's become and won Australia's greatest race on the mountain.
Yeah.
So we need to touch base at 5:10.
What else you got?
Big Shane Mumford's called it quits. That latest injury is just the undoing of the big mummify. He's done and dusted at 31, 172 games at the Giants and the Swannies. Got every inch out of himself.
He did,
Big
too.
Mummy. So fantastic
career. One of the
career.
Best tackles I've ever seen at full flight.
Wasn't it outstanding? And well done to Dusty Martin's Nana.
Yeah. Oh,
a true woman of her and word.
What's she done?
She's 70 years of age and she promised she would get a tattoo if the job got done.
Okay.
And she's got a tattoo in the shape of the number 4, which is Dusty's number.
Yeah.
And on transversing up the top is the Premier's 2017.
Right.
And coming down, obviously, the other way is Norm Smith. Just on the straight line. And then across on the horizontal, of course, is Brownlow.
So she's inked up.
She's inked up. And this could be the first of many.
I'll probably need to have a chat to Granny Martin.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's fulfilled her bet, didn't she?
Yeah. Actually, great idea. I know where you're now finally heading.
You with me?
You being a welcher and she not.
Well,
you want to take some lessons from this lady about
Granny Martin.
About character.
She put her hand up.
About following through. About being as good as your word, old school style.
My grandson does this, this, and this.
Not having to be chased down, tracked down, threatened.
Beaten up by Danny Green.
Wipe the slate clean through other activities.
Yeah.
I mean, just shooting off at the hip and the lip.
Yeah.
The bottom lip.
But anyway, well done.
I think actually that'd be a great idea because if she's, and I'm just going off the back of Dusty and Dusty's dad, I reckon the Nana might just slap you into shape. With a bit of luck.
I'd rather the Nana and the dad.
Hey, I've got a tax loophole for you next.
Hey,
I know that sounds silly on a sports show. I've got a tax loophole, but right now, kick back and enjoy some dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at you go.
Look at you go,
and Triple M.
Molly.
Taylor Walker joining KG tomorrow, Dead Set Legends, 8 o'clock. It's the Rush Hour now with Jason Lawyer, 104.7 Triple M.
Please tell me Texan is armed with the audio of Cage suggesting he lose both the captaincy and head down to the sample.
I would imagine. It'd be locked and loaded.
I'd like to see that thing played four or five times.
Yeah. It'd be good.
Every chance.
What time are they on tomorrow?
8 o'clock.
Right, you are.
8 to 10.
Tell you what, we wouldn't need an energy backup any tomorrow with the backpedaling KG would be doing.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Won't he?
That'd power this building and then some for a long, long time.
I look forward to listening to the show.
Righto. Off the back of having Alice Cooper on the show yesterday, and if you missed it, we've got him coming up just right near the end of the show with a replay of our great chat with the rock royalty, he is.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons has been spruiking a few stories and a few bits and pieces, and I want to play you one. This one involves allegedly the Carlton Football Club and the ability to avoid tax whilst here in Australia. I'll give it over to Gene to take it away and tell you the rest.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's a bit shy.
He's
a bit shy.
Go again, mate.
He's a bit shy.
Sorry, family.
Gene?
It's an empty cup.
Gene?
Sammy!
Hang on.
Okay.
It's all good. It'll happen. Here, take it away, Gene.
Go, Sean.
There we go.
The reality is that I did purchase it. It was a one-day purchase, and it's called a fold-back, I think, where you go in, and it was a way to shield taxes, Australian taxes.
Wow. Okay, how does that... you're paying taxes in Australia?
Oh, as soon as you earn money offshore, you have to pay offshore taxes, and then that's... I put against the American taxes, but they hold on to your money, and while they hold on to your money, you don't get the benefit of the, you know, they loan out your money while they hold on to it for a year.
Okay.
It's an old banking trick, and it's legal.
We now know why Stephen Trigg got the flick. Of course, I'm joking.
Yeah, we know that.
So I've done a bit of research on that.
Yeah.
From the Carlton Football Club that never happened.
What's that?
Oh. The whole thing. Now, Gene's saying it did. Carlton are saying there's a fair bit of mayonnaise around the joint.
Oh, no. Gene.
So
who's come out from Carlton
Footy Club said there's no record of it.
No.
Again, that's why I bought Triggy up. He might have just taken the cash.
The Carlton Footy Club. Didn't they present him with a Guernsey?
Visit?
There is
a picture.
Him and some of the band members?
I reckon Kate Simpson's in a photo with
him. With Gene Simmons.
Yeah. Oh, I think there's no doubt that he's probably gone to it down there, but clearly it's,
have you thought of anything like that, champ?
Well, it starts me thinking. Who would have tax issues here at Triple M? Oh, it's not you. It's not me, because our pay packets don't involve any need to head offshore.
Is he next?
It's not Ditz.
Wouldn't be Ditz.
Wouldn't be Murph.
Oh, no.
Not in this decade.
It's not Murph. It's not Hato. No.
So it leads me probably down to...
It's not KG.
...to the big reshoot. So I would think in the coming future that the reshoot, he already owns half of Adelaide.
He does, yeah.
Probably buy the Crows. Maybe the Power.
Yeah.
Maybe pick up the Sixers and the Lightning.
And a couple of amateur league clubs. Give himself Glenunga. A
bit of Gazer. maybe, what about...
Go-kart racing track.
What about you dogs?
Gown boys won't like
that. Actually, probably
so Rupert,
too far from home.
Rupert's Gene Simmons.
Well,
he's got a good tongue.
Or if you're out there... Excuse me?
No, Gene Simmons is...
Yeah, I know Gene has. if you've got some tax issues...
Right.
And you're looking to, and you're visiting the country of all of these things, maybe go and purchase yourself a sporting club.
just for a day.
A la Gene.
24 hours.
Just so.
Yeah. It's called fallback.
Yeah, fallback. In the end, I was even thinking about it. Like, it's only so his suggestion was so the government can't use your money to make money off it. So technically, it's not a sound thing to do because it's not like they're withholding your money. You're withholding your cash from them, so they can't make any money, which actually would be making the government more angry, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when they did get older, they'd charge you more tax, would they not? I just think, you know, great story ruined.
Roo's not our Clive Palmer, is he? But,
surely not. Although he's got that beautiful...
Isn't Clivey looking for some dough?
Well, he's got that beautiful new property. If any dinosaurs pop up on it, like he did to the Coolum Golf Course, I might start calling him Clive.
Clive!
Tell you what, if he has a good summer, he might be.
Shit,
Roo. He better get up there and start skiing up the ski lodge, I reckon, and drop him. Anyway, that's an option if you're cashed up and you're from out of state, you're listening to the show for the first time.
Yeah.
Maybe do the fallback.
You could buy us.
Dave Reynolds coming up soon. V8 superstar on the way with the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Adelaide United taking on Melbourne Victory tonight at Adelaide Oval. Need a big crowd. Need a massive crowd.
25,000-30,000 tonight. Beautiful conditions for football, Lou. And our boys are playing. They haven't connected yet.
No.
All right. The synergy's not there yet, but I'm telling you, it's not far away under Curtsy.
Tell you what is there, and that is the fitness and the running out of games, and that's what got us out of jail against the Raw. We scored a couple late, all right? Kurtz is obviously getting a first crack at his first big game against the nemesis, our boy, Urs Gullum.
Yeah, number
loves
22.
The big stage, big Urs. Berisha, look out.
Yeah, two yellow cards already Urs has got. He don't care. You're in his way. He's going to barrel
you. No, so, really looking forward to
it.
Heading along with
going with who?
You're going to take my young fella Owen tonight.
Where are you sitting?
Bonding time with the boys. Well, here's the thing. The young man, any time he goes to Adelaide Oval, he's either playing on the pitch, he's played prelim final, half time, with Auskick.
Beautiful.
And he did so. He's lucky enough to play at the start of the year before. So he's had two goes. So at the moment, he's averaging a crowd of around about 45,000.
Experienced campaigner for his age.
And this time around, we're lucky enough, Triple M seats, they're actually on the pitch on the sideline.
They're our seats, aren't they?
Yeah, it is, our seats. I'm taking them. You didn't
want you're going on... No, that's good. You're going on the seats?
Yeah, on the sidelines.
Excellent, Lou.
So, but what I've done is I've created a monster. Because when I brought it up to him, I said, do you want to come to the soccer with Dad? Just me and you. He goes, where are we sitting?
Best seats in
the And I said, well...
And
the good stuff. He goes, well, you know, because he played, his last game was in the Eddie Beck's pocket.
Yeah.
And then his first game was in the one where Eddie kicked the goal, his goal of the year from this year. So the other one, the member's pocket. So I've created a monster because he won't go to anything unless he's out on the pitch.
Oh, no.
Right next door, in the best seats in the house.
He wants to be on the...
If it's not out his stadium club or on the sidelines or in Eddie Beck's pocket or actually on the turf.
He ain't going.
You know, I'm bar of it.
So
he's six.
six.
So where do I go from here, Jar?
What about,
parented longer than me.
Yeah, but
how do I get out of this?
You can't. You can't because you'll lose him.
You know, it's next thing will be tell him they're dreaming, Dad.
Yeah.
You know, I have nowhere to go.
Next, he'll want to go and sit in the players' box, in the commentary box.
Well, the other week when we're sitting at the prelim, all right, he points up high because I'm in the riverbank stand, and he goes,
don't tell me.
I want to go up there, the roof climb.
Roof climb.
Yeah, I went and got the chest out. So, well, Dad's done a radio show from there before. He goes, I don't care. He goes, I want to go up there.
So, where are you going tonight then? Don't tell me scoreboard.
Tonight we are on the sidelines, on the pitch.
Brilliant.
On the pitch.
Brilliant.
Look, so much so, he'll probably be one of the ball boys when it rolls
over.
Yeah,
good. As long as he doesn't coach.
I mean, can you just give me some tips off there on how to help?
Let him enjoy it.
It's going to be nothing like you barking instructions.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But how do I get down from this level? Because, you know, he's going to reel this one
standards
off. Tomorrow, I bet you he goes, you'll need to keep me in the style that I've become accustomed.
Good on. Charles Louis. It's
don't
the Rush
change,
Hour.
Joey.
104.7, Triple M. Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis, it is the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, it's almost that time, the quiz with no name. What a way to start your weekend. Win $1,000 juice on a Friday night. And, of course, today it just goes up a notch or five or actually six. Got the dice.
Six.
This is right there. It's the multiplier.
Cool hand Luke or quiz.
It's not a biggie.
What
I want.
Be. Six.
Well,
come on, six.
Come on. Get me on the crap six table right masters. Now.
Lifelines.
What you don't want is snake eyes because it's a multiplier, nah. Right? So it's whatever I roll
yeah.
into whatever's already on the table, which is one. Okay. All right? So one times one Ooh. Is?
Two.
What?
Two.
Excuse me.
One times one? What is it?
What's one times naught?
Naught?
Yeah, so one times one.
One.
Yeah.
Sorry. I love how you've written it down though.
Yeah, I used to do that in maths.
Yeah. Yeah. What, year nine?
I wasn't good in maths.
What time? Where'd you get to?
Geography was my...
Where'd you finish up? What time did they... What year were you asked to leave?
Look, high school never really wanted me to go because I was a football superstar.
Tell you what, Murph, that's enough of that crap. I don't want to hear anymore.
I was going to tell you about the story about
wearing
long sleeves.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about how long the three-quarter sleeves, but mate, we haven't got time. We've got to get to the news.
All right. Let's go.
1-333-53 is our number. What year did you get to?
Third year. But I had a job.
Year nine.
Yeah, I had a job.
Yeah, but was it sort of a forced thing?
A little bit of both.
Because you're going to be a footy star, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, happy knockoff time. And as you heard in the news there, last day at Holden, two today, Jazz.
Thank you very much. We wish you well. You've been wonderful. The heartbeat of our great state. So good luck to you.
Our replay of our chat with Alice Cooper coming up after 5:30. Going to talk about the Crows and Port and their new recruits and where they should potentially line up and whether
in fact selection.
Yeah, whether in fact Adelaide are in front after what they've done through the trade period. And a real treat for Holden fans, Dave Reynolds, Bathurst champ, joins us ahead of the Gold Coast 600 coming up very, very soon. But let's get down to business and giving away some cash. Right. I've got the dice in the hand, so Murph, it's time to do this.
The Rush Hours Quiz with No Name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Righto, Juice. On Fridays, we roll the dice, the multiplier. So whatever it lands on, we times it out against the one AUTOMASTERS that our guest has. Mm. So if I roll six AUTOMASTERS.
Nice.
You've only got to get four.
Have we done it yet, that six? Have we rolled out six
yet? No, we've rolled a four. Is what we've peaked at. Who is playing today? Right, who is a little nervous? Who's hoping for a six?
Simon from Nairn joins us. G'day, Simon. How are you, mate?
Good, boys. How are you?
Very good, Simon. Very good. I know it's radio and I know it sounds a bit creepy. Just blow into the phone for me, can you? Just warm the dice up.
Yeah, good boy.
Go. Right, here we go, mate. I'm going to roll it right now.
No way!
Simon, guess what?
What?
I rolled a six.
Oh. You legend, Dale.
Six AUTOMASTERS lifelines. I'm going home now.
Sean's
passed out.
Oh, this is magic. Absolutely magic.
You got six of them.
So, Simon, as a result, obviously we tighten things up nicely. Times, correct pronunciation, whatever comes out of your mouth first, all that sort of stuff. Just think your way through it, mate. 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of the first question. I'll hand you over to Juice. You've got six. Let's go.
All right. Naming the Australian number one ranked female tennis player, Simon.
AUTOMASTERS.
Who won the one-day final between the Redbacks and the Bush Rangers yesterday?
Redbacks.
Which AFL team is Jake the Snake Stringer playing for next year?
Essendon.
Which ground are Adelaide United playing on tonight?
Adelaide Oval.
How many points did Ben Simmons score in his first NBA game yesterday?
AUTOMASTERS.
Which AFL team is Sam Murray playing for next year?
AUTOMASTERS.
Who top scored for the Redbacks in yesterday's one-day cup semi-final?
Jake Weatherald.
Which sport does Chris Lucas coach?
AUTOMASTERS.
How many AFL games did Harrison Wigg play for the Adelaide Crows?
AUTOMASTERS.
Has Warren Treadray ever played in a game against Bryce Gibbs?
Yes.
All right. We are done. How much time left, Matt?
13 seconds.
That's well, slick. Well, well.
That is fitting.
Well,
slick.
Well, well.
Righto, let's count them up.
This is going to be interesting.
Don't count those chooks.
Hang
on.
Here we go. Okay.
Good luck, Simon.
Thanks.
Nan.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, no.
Oh,
not again.
No.
Wait.
Not again.
Yeah, you're guilty.
Simon from Nairn, you are $1,000 richer.
Baby. Yes.
Oh, and it's a big thing to AUTOMASTERS and a big thank you to just the roll of the dice, the crap hands that I've got.
Good hands, mate. Good hands. You know, no, he blew it. Don't really. Yeah, he blew those dice.
Like I told you. Well, people done. Thought I was being silly.
$1,000 all yours, Simo.
You beauty. Thank you, legend.
And had a spare Automasters in his back pocket. And he is the 5-eye.
I reckon you're 6.
No, he said yes to the last question. 4, 5.
Oh, no, you did. No, you're 100% right.
He went up his sleeve.
I love the fact that we gave it Jake Weatherall, even though he's only Jay.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, actually, no, I didn't.
That's correct, because Murph had it wrong on the sheet. Well, no! It's coming out of the
middle.
Everybody's winning around here today.
Yeah, good on you.
Congratulations, mate. A big thank you to Automaster. Simon wins $1,000, and we get Dave Reynolds next. How good is that?
Yeah. Thank you, boys.
Thank you, mate. Great work. Quiz back next week, we hope, if we got any cash.
Have you had your brakes checked recently? Call Automasters, 1300 Automasters. The Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
2017 Vodafone Gold Coast 600 is happening this weekend. They've been in practice today. I don't even want to talk about that. I want to go back a week in time.
Mm.
I've got the winner of Bathurst on the line. Our very own Ricky Bobby, Davey Boy Reynolds. Dave, welcome back to the Rush Hour and congratulations.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, mate, what a sweet ride. How has your week been? Has it sunk in that you've won the most famous motor race here in this country?
Not really. Just a lot of people talk to me a lot more and are a lot nicer to me. That's about it. Otherwise, it's pretty much the same. I still have to clean my house and cook my own tea. My girlfriend doesn't help me there.
Well, I reckon I saw something during the week suggesting she might have tried to help out with the housework, but it wasn't that good.
Yeah, it was pretty poor performance. You know, it's the old age-old story to kids. If you don't want to do it again, just do a really shit job, and then no one asks you to do it again.
Well played.
Davey, how emotional was the team after the magnificent victory? 161 laps, it was a brutal race, and your owner, she was emotional. Wasn't she beautiful, just seeing her tearing up?
Yeah, mate, she was very emotional. She couldn't even talk. All she could say on the TV was that my kids are watching. No, but she was fantastic. You know, I think she's kind of realised it more and more every day. She's walking around the Gold Coast here and, people are keep coming up to her and saying well done, and they're all happy for her and stuff. So, that's good.
Yeah, Betty's a great story in herself, and brilliant. The Erebus Motorsport story is a ripper, mate. Co-driver Luke, fair to say, had to take a back seat, and rightly so. Those are the team orders.
Well, yeah, he just does the co-driver stuff, but I can't do without him. Definitely, no. Like he got us, he kept the car up there and didn't make mistakes, and he did a fantastic full professional job, and he's a legend himself. Like he's been racing, done that race 18 times, and he's been on the podium once. So to share it with him is pretty cool. It's really cool, actually. Considering we're a different size in the car, so I have to like fully stretch out, so my legs are very stretched, and he has to like he's very bent in the car, so he gets like numb foot and dead legs and stuff, and I get cramps. It's just wonderful.
So we're taking, there's no auto slider there, adjuster in the car?
No, you're not allowed to. I think GT, some other categories allow them, but ours are banned. So, we make different seats, but it's not enough.
No.
Yeah. It's a really tricky part of the business, actually.
I would think so. Mate, what went through your head when you skipped out to that lead and then that pace car came in again right at the end and you had to come back under safety car again because you were away and almost done and dusted, but you had to just cool your jets and wait for everyone to queue up again and then wait for to get that real ripping start. And I heard the boys in the commentary talking, you just couldn't go too early because you needed to jump them again.
Yeah, no, mate. Well, that last safety car actually half saved us to get home because before then we were still saving a bit of fuel every lap.
Yep.
And that last safety car just gave us enough fuel save just to get home. So, the last couple of laps I enjoyed. I went full beans until the end, and I pulled a gap within 3 or 4 laps, and it kind of stressed out a lot the last 3 laps and tried to stop myself throwing up. And,
oh, dear.
Yeah, geez. It wasn't. Yeah, I know. I was thinking all this weird stuff, but I was still driving pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What time did the celebrations finish up, Davey Boy? And was everyone drinking out of their shoe?
Well, I don't know. Like, I did that much media stuff at the end. I was cactus, so I just basically went home with Luke.
Yep.
Obviously not together in separate cars.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know what you mean.
We had a beer, and then we went to bed, and then it was like 12 o'clock, 12:30 by the time we got to bed. Yep. But we had a big party on Sunday, just gone with all the team. We rented out a pub and watched the race again, like we'd never seen it before. And
brilliant. Great.
It was that was really fun. That was our kind of time to celebrate because we've all been so busy trying to get to this race because we only had 5. 5 or 6 days to turn the cars around from, you know, a very, very long race to go to an extremely tough track like it is here. So, Sunday was our day to enjoy it.
Well done. Well, mate, like you said to us last time when we spoke in the lead up, quoting the great Ricky Bobby, if you ain't first, you're last, mate. Yeah. You're Ricky Bobby all the way.
I know. For now, anyway.
You are.
Until next race.
Yeah, I would assume then there will be a gathering, a proper celebration. Can you get our names on that list, please?
Yes, I'll just add it. Just add it to the list.
Mate,
I'll put it on my toilet roll, so I remember.
Yeah. Mate, congratulations again from us. We know you're going to stay in the zone at the moment because you've got the Gold Coast 600, but it was amazing to watch and we felt like we were along for the ride with you. So thank you very much.
Thanks, boys. No, really fun.
There he is, Davey Reynolds from Brilliant, the Erebus Motorsport. And, of course, catch all the action on Fox Sports this weekend, the Gold Coast 600. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7, Triple M.
Tex and KG tomorrow. That's your Dead Set Legends, 8 to 10. Taylor Walker co-hosting the show with Ken Cunningham. Rush Hour now with Jars and Louis, 104.7, Triple M.
Yeah, Henry DeCure on Twitter says, when we ask a question, where will Gibbsy play? He said Adelaide Oval. I'll pay that. Gibbsy actually spoke with Ruin Ditch this morning. And was asked one of the questions about where he might play next season and has he had a chat with Don Pike. Read that.
I think I'm a pretty versatile sort of player, so I'd be happy to sort of plug a few holes wherever needed. And, through the midfield, half back, half forward, wherever I can fit in. I've obviously still got to earn my stripes and get a game first.
There you go. So he's been awfully humble there.
Well, I'll tell you where he's going to play, and I reckon he'll play half back to replace Brodie Smith, who's a massive, massive loss for the Adelaide Crows. Bryce Gibbs got an elite leg.
Yep.
All right, so he'll slot into that position because, you know, with Brycey Gibbs and Rory Laird, your boy coming out of half back with elite legs, that's what you need in today's modern game. Yep. So, and he'll pinch hit on ball.
See, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But... My bigger issue for you is who replaces Lever as your intercept defender?
Well, who's the second best intercept mark in the comp in the Adelaide Crows lineup? It's not Jake Kelly.
No.
All right. It's not Alex Keith.
Andy Otten is your best.
Well, there you go.
Third in defender.
Well, Andy
Otten. But has he got the speed?
No, he hasn't got the leg speed or the speed. No.
And the beauty of Lever, he could play small and tall.
So,
I'm only asking these questions about the whole thing. It's off the back of what Tread said. He thinks after what they've done, you're in a premiership window, but he reckons they've gone backward in terms of net position. Well, now, you can't help Brodie Smith so late in the piece, and that is massive, right?
Yep.
But, yeah, Gibbsy will help take care of that and help
nice.
Do a bit of lifting work through the midfield to give it a bit of an extra oomph.
Do we go Cheney and Otten for Lever?
Well, I don't know because Chains is good at that, at killing the footy,
right?
Not intercepting. See, the beauty of Jake Lever was he was 6'4".
Yeah.
He's big. He's big in the air, so he's able to mark a lot of footy when a lot of other guys can only get one hand to it. See, and the other one, you go to the other end.
Right.
Cameron, and like we said with Treads at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, is there's that speed and more about defensive action. Yes, you saw the end game in the prelim final when he kicked five, but he and Eddie are a double act when it comes to pressure and implied pressure jars in a forward line built and a side built on defensive action.
Well, for me, it's Hampton. Because he can apply that defensive pressure. He seeks out the tackle inside forward 50.
Yeah.
Miller is a bit more outside class that'll get better over another preseason. For me, that's young Hampton replacing and lining up next to Eddie Betts.
So they're my two question marks. Yep. Do you drop off in forward half defensive acts because there's no Charlie?
Mm.
Right, because Charlie doesn't get a lot of footy, so I'm not worried what's happening the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Lever one. Mm. Number two, I think, or number one intercept player in the comp.
Mm.
Dode
seen enough of him.
Was the number one intercept player in the Sandford.
Okay.
He's a good size.
Yeah.
That's obviously, he have his eyes on that prize, I would have thought.
So where does that leave Keith? Where does that leave him?
Well, Keith, it depends because he's very much alike Tarles and Hardigan.
Okay.
And he found himself in trouble once Hardigan came back.
Mm.
So you're not going to play, if you're going to play those three tools, Keith's got a good set of wheels on him.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. And he's got the ability to improve and maybe become an intercept and get off player.
Okay.
But out of all of those, Tarles is not going to be it. Hardigan's not going to be it.
Can I throw you one? Can I throw you who I'd, you know who I'd throw down there?
Who?
McGovern.
Oh, I like that. Jeez. Talking about robbing Peter to pay Paul. You need McGovern up the other end because you know why you need him up the other end? Because the lovely boys, you've got three half-forward flankers already running around up there. At least Gov smashes into packs and splits them over and knocks them over like the Norwood 10-pin bowl.
Marks is a very important KPI for a footy
His
club.
His brother's already doing it. Well, he's not going to play the same role and follow in brother's footsteps.
Give him a look.
He's been in his brother's shadows for long enough,
mate. I know,
mate.
But
he's ready to break out properly. No. He's ready to command the elite leap forward
role. I'm just
throwing
it out on the committee, on the selection
table. You threw it out
there
and I'm slapping it. Slapping it off with my driver off the deck, 320 down the road.
Oh, I'm going to back it in for the trial games.
Really? Jeez. Take something out of the best forward line going around that choked on the big stage without him.
All right, keep going.
Yeah. Did not go anywhere near.
Come on.
Anyway. Low-balling lovely boys.
Oh, no, here we go.
That is just crazy. Okay. I'm telling you what, I'm with Treads. You're going backwards in your net position.
Okay. Right. Coming up next, we'll talk about Port Adelaide.
They haven't gone backwards. Oh, no. Potential. This is their new song. Port boys are back in town.
Oh, righto, Molly.
Hey, easy on the Molly references, all right? I'm in better shape than Molly. And if anyone's Molly around here, it's Murph.
It's the rush hour.
It's a compliment, mate.
Charles and Louis. I don't think so. Triple M. Don't forget, if you ever miss the rush hour, you can catch up with Charles and Louis on triplem.com.au or just download the Triple M app and you can listen to it any time you like on 104.7 Triple M.
So Splash on Twitter just said, did you intercept my McGlovin tweet? Because he was tweeting that maybe McGlovin could intercept all day and you came up with it on air. So you're ahead of the curve of the El Presidente.
Our tweets, we must apologise to our Twitter family.
Yeah, we're not ignoring
you.
We're
having issues here.
We have massive issues, so we can only get them
technology.
With mobile.
So we apologise.
Devices.
On our screens,
tell
we can't
you what,
catch up.
A ripping tweet's just come through in relation to your schooling, which I will not waste now. That I will save for next week, but just let me hook you through the weekend, family. Some great information as to why Jars left school.
Don't, Lou.
Early?
Don't bring that
early.
One up.
I tell you what, it's right up there with the milk story. That's how good it is.
Right, let's talk Port Adelaide.
All right, and to Chalky Fitzgibbons, who said, full back, Ray Gibbsy, what a stupid question.
Who said that?
He was having a crack at us. Chalky Fitzgibbons said, full back for Gibbsy, what a stupid question.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think it was. Bryce didn't even know where he was going to play.
No.
Anyway,
we're just talking about it. We're
Port
just chewing
Adelaide,
the fat.
All right, in. Tom Rockcliffe, Stevie Motlop, Jack Watts, Aaron Young's gone, Archie's gone, Lobie's gone, Trengove's gone, Impey's gone, Logan Austin's gone. Righto. What sort of lineup do you think they're going to have?
Well, experienced. A lot more depth, you know, with Motlop. And this is, look, as you know, their first year, Watts and Motlop, to a degree, their first year with Port Adelaide will be exceptional.
Always is, isn't it?
It's the second year
that
will put the spotlight on them. But Motlop will add some class around inside 50.
So Motlop gives them speed,
outside,
run and carry on the outside.
And elite leg.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
I like that. What's he, I reckon, is prime.
He's not playing a key
he's
post.
Prime for the Tom Lynch role at Adelaide.
There you go.
The hit-up man. Get up and down, up
there
and down.
There you go.
A bit like what Hoff has been able to do at his finest.
Mm.
And I know Hoff's getting a bit older, but I think Hoff might be able to play
that
cameo tall role in the forward line and just sneak behind the footy from time to time.
Well, who's their front six?
Well, front
round
six.
One.
Well, depends where you want to do with Charlie Dixon. Let's say if Jack Watts is not playing centre forward, I reckon I reckon Wingard, Robbie Gray are in there.
Yeah.
I reckon Stevie Motlop's in there, pushing up. Hard night. Hoff's in there as well.
And Dicko Deep.
And Jack Watt. So basically, why don't you be like Adelaide and play three half forwards?
Where have you got Bokey?
Trav, potentially on the ball if he's at his best.
Oh, that's where he plays his best footy, I reckon.
Or he can play that half forward role as well. And I reckon there's no doubt that Tom Rockcliffe will find himself in the square because he's so good at clearances.
It's exciting
if you get the best of those three. Cause
all healthy.
Out of a potential side and some of the sides that so-called experts have tried to pick, they've not been able to get Sam Pell-Pepper off the bench, Dan Houston on a bench, Sammy Gray on a bench, Riley Bonner on the bench. And that means no Carl Amon, Dougal Howard, not in the side.
No.
And who knows what Todd Marshall gets to with another preseason, and so too Doogie Howard.
Actually, Doogie could play centre forward.
He'd be the
There's
one.
There's your key post.
There's your two,
and
which allows
free up
Watsy.
Westy and Watsy.
Watsy.
Your back six, what have you got?
Oh, well, Burn Jones, absolutely. Cleary, Homsch. Tommy Jonas, Hamish Hartlett, and then Brogsy and Pittard if he can find his best.
Brogsy's your seventh.
And that means you slide
it's
one
not
down.
Not bad, Lou.
It's on paper, absolutely looking really
Top
ramped
four.
Up. amped up, pumped up. Yep. Big, looks like it's had a big summer already.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you know what I mean?
Top four, bar any injuries, I reckon they can, yep.
And like we said the other day, you put perspective into it and go, everything looks great now. But
yes, I agree.
Right now, you're going, well, what you got. If those guys can play to the ability and not the ability that made them sort of get kicked out of their footy clubs, all right? Rockcliffe is the exception because he was playing good footy till he hurt himself.
Yeah.
Well, then you think, you would think, as a betting man, you'd go, well, they're going to improve and improve considerably and be real hard to beat. So pretty excited about that lineup.
No, very good.
Very excited. Yeah, I'll tell you what, a few blokes might want to have some big summers.
Yes. And that's what Kenny needs.
Kenoir.
A bit of depth.
I'm telling you, as we said, if Kenny wasn't just sitting back and just thinking, you know, that as you know, the old saying from Paul Curtting that the rainbow had got him, you know where, he would be right now thinking on the first day of preseason, tell you what, ladies, you are going to need to do some serious work to convince me you deserve your spot because I don't think there's any goal passes.
Nah, not anymore.
Those, I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Port fans.
Just like this program. No Port goal fans. Passes.
No, isn't there?
Nope.
How come? You've been getting one for 3.5 years. Still to come, our great chat with the rock god himself, Alice Cooper, from yesterday. If you missed it, stick around. It is well and truly worth it. Well done to our Redbacks through to the final. Yeah. Hobart Blunston Arena on Saturday. That's tomorrow. We take on WA. That score sheet from Thursday's semi-final was outstanding. Your boy, Alex Carey, 92, Jake Weatherald. Oh,
well, he's putting his hand up, Lulu.
116
off 121.
Ferg fails every time he talks to
us. Now, what about our boy Tommy Cooper?
Coop, what a cameo. 59 from 24.
Mm.
Third fastest domestic half century.
Correct.
All right, up there with young Buffer.
And Frankie Worrell, Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer, get the ball in the air, Frankie. So good luck to the boys tomorrow. Yeah.
Come on, lads.
Fingers crossed they can do the job big time. Start the year with some silverware and then take it in to the long format. Right. All right, though. But up next, here it is. If you missed it, Alice Cooper on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M. I feel like we're talking to a member of the family, the one and only. Yeah. Get up, get your hands in the air, Rush Hour family.
Come on, family.
For Mr. Alice Cooper.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Great man.
You know, you guys leave pizza boxes every night in the studio. Mm. And the rats are getting tired of pizza.
Hey, welcome to Australia again. You've been out a lot. My question to you is, you kicked off your career when I was born. 69, your first album came out.
Yeah.
5 decades. What is your secret?
It's, you know, I play music that is not going to ever go out of style. Rock and roll, guitar rock and roll, guitar rock, Aerosmith, Alice Cooper, that kind of rock and roll is the one rock that will not go out of style. It's gone to grunge, it's gone to punk, it's gone to hip hop, everything like that. But what goes right through in the middle of it? You know, good old Rolling Stones type of rock and roll. So hopefully there's young bands right now in garages learning Guns N' Roses, you know, just to keep it going. There's a couple of good bands. I mean, Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Killer band.
Brilliant. Awesome.
Killer band. And you guys had a band here that I loved, Jet.
Yes.
Jet was a proper rock and roll band. Yeah.
You've just got your latest album out, Paranormal. How hard is it? Where are the ideas still coming from? You're supposed to be slowing down.
People are the greatest source of songwriting. I tell people all the time, I tell young bands all the time, you know, they're up there going, oh, the environment, oil, and I hate this. And I go, right, tell me about your girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's what a rock song is about, your girlfriend. How great is she? How bad is she? How cool is she? How stupid is she? How wonderful is she? You know, but I don't care about your environment problems. I do, you know, in general, but I don't care your opinion about it. You know, I mean, young bands, they're so introspective right now. Mm. Everybody is very involved in how they feel.
Mm.
And I'm going, oh, who cares?
Mm. Let it rip.
When you go to do a new album and some of the names, Brian Johnson, Dave Grohl, Paul McCartney, Alice Cooper's phone, is it just a matter of...
If I had a phone, it would be.
Did you go to your assistant? You go, look, I'm thinking maybe Sir Paul.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I need something, maybe Sir Brian.
Yeah. Well, here's the good thing about the Hollywood vampires is the fact that Johnny Depp playing guitar and Joe Perry. Now, here's Joe Perry, one of the great guitar players in rock and roll, premier guitar player, takes lessons from Johnny Depp. That's how good Johnny is.
Jeez.
Johnny is a killer guitar player.
Is Boo and Pistol floating around anywhere when we're rehearsing?
I'm telling you. No, he's the most straight-ahead guy. No. When you come down to rehearsal, you'll be there a long time because he wants to rehearse it, and he gets it. Amazing guitar player.
That is crazy.
Mate, you love your golf.
Yep.
You love your golf.
I've played a few times.
You're playing off what?
4 handicap.
You've just played at the Grange Golf Course today.
That's right. Yeah.
What'd we shoot?
2 over. Two over.
You're about to, you know where you're at the moment. You're in that wonderful state for golfers who are going to shoot their age.
I am going to. Well, my lowest round is 67.
Wow.
And I was, I think I was 65 when I shot 67. So what it is was it, close.
What is it about the golf? Because you've been very good at it and very successful at it. And
I was
you've
a
done
good
it all
baseball player. I was a good baseball player. So I could put the bat on the ball. It didn't matter where it was. Mm. And I figured, well, how hard is this? The ball's not moving.
The Wayne's World, we're not worthy. Is it? Do you still get it? Does it come and follow you around?
A day, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. about 5 or 6 times a day. Yeah. And in an airport more. Yeah, and everybody thinks it's the first time I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
You know? So I've always got to kind of go, from Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. I'm a member of the Friars. I've been in the Friars. I'm with some of the world's greatest comedians, and you're throwing that at me. Now, you do a great thing. 5 nights a week, you do your show here on Triple M, and we love it. Yeah, little segment called Fun Freaky Facts. The little chubby man next to you right here right now is... Is God's gift of football in this country. You're talking about good hands, Alice. He's Uncle Gift. That's what he's known
as.
That's
what I've heard.
But he's a bit short on ideas, so he may have ripped off your segment.
It's a term of endearment.
And I need to play a little bit with you.
You know what? That's what I do. I open it up for people like you.
Thanks,
I want you to have that.
Yeah. Thank you, mate.
Can I play you just a smidge?
Just
have a listen to the whack from one of the Triple M fans, the listeners, that he gives him reminding of where it might have come from.
Now it's time for Jazz's Facts. There are 170 strokes in the average man's shave.
That's cool.
Yep. Do you know rats and horses can't vomit?
That's right.
Let's get to the phones, Juice. Don't want to keep the family waiting.
Oh, there's only one.
How many?
One.
Right. Braddles of Smithfield. G'day, Brad.
What'd you make of the second edition of Jazz's Weird Facts?
No, no, no.
Why?
Because Alice Cooper does it better.
So I just said to him that your legal team will be in touch.
No. It's right. Are you going to have that
hand?
All you want? In fact, you didn't say fun
kiss
and freaky
ring.
Facts. You should say, here's a jar of facts.
Oh!
Open the jar of facts and pour it out.
I think we've got a new ideas man on the show. All right.
Let me jar your memory.
Yeah, we could sit and talk to you forever and ever, mate. Thank you so much for coming
in.
It's fantastic to finally meet you. A real pleasure. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Great, man.
The one and only Alice Cooper. How good.
Brilliant.
On the Rush Hour
good
with Jars and Louis. There it is.
I've got to go.
Solid week.
I've got to get to the soccer.
You've got to get going to the soccer.
Go United.
What are you tipping?
Go United.
What are you tipping?
Go United.
2-0. 2-1.
Tell you right now.
3-0.
It'll be a 1-1 draw.
And an all-in too.
Yeah, a little bit of action.
We dislike the Victorians.
Urs doing a bit with
Burrish.
A little bit of just some hard work.
Come on, family. Let's get down and support the boys.
Yeah.
I think I'm back on the bandwagon too. I've dropped off Melbourne City.
Nice. And good luck to the 36ers tomorrow.
Yes.
Taking on the Kings. Gazy is in town.
Good. All right, mate.
And everything else.
Great weekend,
tell you what,
family.
And a special shout out to KG. Good luck working with Tex in the morning.
8 o'clock, Dead Set Legends.
Tex could thump him.
Oh,
could absolutely. Cage could be, by the end of that show, 5'2".
He's 5'2".
Just hit him on the head a couple of times. just hammer him down.
All right.
In fact, it could fix his stutter.
See you.
Have a great weekend. What are you doing? Where can we find you? You're signing books? What are you doing? Are you doing your eyebrows again, like Tread said?
No, I'm earthing tomorrow.
What are you doing with your eyebrows? This weekend. Has Maz got jobs lined up for you? What's the go?
Yes.
Have you got your pants back on?
You know what I'm doing tomorrow?
What?
Pool cleaning tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Put the outfit on.
Look out,
I'll
Maz.
Put the budgies on,
look
man.
And I tell you what, if anybody else, for those who are flying any 747s, that reflective item that'll be bouncing up to the sky.
That's a whale.
That is just jar. So when you're coming in, boys, put your sunnies on.